I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meets this week, starting tomorrow, to talk about interest rates. The Fed is widely expected to raise them again, but it will also be absorbing new and not so positive economic numbers that could affect this decision. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles with a preview of the week is Tess Figland. Tess, let's start with the Fed. Is it going to raise rates? And if so, by how much?
Well, that is certainly the big question for all Fed watchers, Alex. Although most believe that the Open Market Committee will stick with what it's been indicating for the past several months, that we're going to have a series of regular, incremental, in their words, measured increases in short-term interest rates. There's been talk of a 0.25% increase at each of the four meetings that are remaining for this year. But as you rightly noted, there are more signs of what Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan has already referred to as a soft patch in the economy. Consumer spending dipped quite a bit in June and July. Last Friday's employment figures showed a mere 32,000 jobs were created in July. So now, because of some of those weak signs, some analysts are saying that they do still expect a rate bump this week, but that if this soft patch gets any softer, the Fed may ease off those subsequent hikes.
How about high oil prices? That's something that really none of us can avoid in our lives, whether we're buying gas for our car or products that require gas for trucks to get to us. This has got to figure in somewhere, don't you think?
Absolutely. Everybody is watching oil prices right now. The Fed, of course, the stock markets are watching, the currency traders are watching. So oil prices are a huge factor here. The head of the OPEC oil cartel said actually earlier today that that group may go ahead and raise its official production ceiling to match what's actually coming out of the pipelines right now. Most OPEC members are pumping at or close to their maximum capacity to meet this record demand worldwide. Traders did get a bit of a small reprieve today. They were very worried that Russia's state-owned railway would stop transporting oil from Yukos, the big Russian oil company, if it didn't pay this shipping fee by tomorrow. The company, of course, is facing bankruptcy right now because of a huge tax bill. But the railway says that oil will keep going to the ports. That accounts for 2% of the world's oil production, so a small amount of relief for the markets, very small.
What else this week?
Well, we have several big economic indicators coming out. We have worker productivity, also July retail sales figures, and another look at inflation. And we're still in corporate earnings season, so we'll see how companies are doing across the country. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at what to do about cranky customers.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's cheerful daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.